Some days we have so much in the readings, I think, well, if we just stay here till lunch, we could do them justice. You know. Look at this rhythm. This world-changing decision. The Jews who believe in Christ don't have to keep many at least, of the laws, certainly the dietary laws of the Torah, which, up until this point, was the will of God. And so, after much debate had taken place, Peter got up. Now, why did he wait? You know, he's the one the Lord said, look, you know, you're the boss. I'm making you the head. And he says there, and remember in Luke, Peter, Peter, believe me, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat, meaning all of you. But I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith be strong and that you can turn around and strengthen your brothers. So this is how he's going to do it. He gets up, and what does he do? He witnesses to what the Lord has done with himself and Barnabas the first time around. It's clear. God's already changed the law. Who gave these people conversion? But the Holy Spirit. I didn't. I preached. And so God made his choice among you that through my mouth the Gentiles would hear the word of the gospel and believe. That's that famous incident with Cornelius, you remember. Paul is the apostle to the Gentiles, yes. But the initial movement toward the Gentiles was through Peter. I got to go on here. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness by granting them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. That's the sign. Are you a Christian? You want to ask somebody if they're a Christian, say, do you know the Holy Spirit? That's the sign. I love him. I'm moved by him. I'm overwhelmed by his mercy. As a Christian. So that's what he's saying. He made no distinction between us and them, for by faith he purified their hearts. Faith purifies our heart. Takes it from all these scattered, whatever, drives, desires, fears, ambitions, resentments, but and purifies it, you see. And then, when he's finished, see, and he finally ends with it. Why do we want to put a burden on them we've never been able to keep ourselves? And then, the whole assembly fell silent. Then James gets up. James the elder. James the mystic. And he quotes this text from Amos. This has all been prophesied, brothers. And when the old prophet among them stands up, see, and confirms the word of the Pope, it's it. And it's done. And so, this is world-changing. It's hard for us, unless you've lived in a very Jewish environment, you know, where they still keep, well, you don't realize what a revolution this is. But I got to move on. As the Father loves me, so I love you. Now, what does that possibly mean? How does the Father love Jesus? Infinitely, eternally, from ever. That's the way I love you. Isn't that something? I mean, how many believe that? Maybe. I can say believe because I'm supposed to, but I mean, do I really know that? That Jesus loves me the way the Father loves him? That's infinite, total, completely pouring out himself. That's why there is a son. Remain in my love. Oh, I'd like to do that. Well, if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments, and I remain in his love. See what's going on here? We're being invited into the life of the Trinity, even in this life. You see? I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. So what did he tell us? See? Keep my commandments. They're from the Father. As I keep the Father's commandments. And I abide in his love. And I'm telling you this because my joy is to do the will of the Father. It's my meat, he tells us. Now, I want to talk to you. I want to guide you. I'm going to have written out for you many of the things I've said. The Holy Spirit is going to inspire Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and they are going to write out a lot for you so that it will persevere until I come back. But in your own heart, you know what I'm telling you. Don't you? You see? Keep it. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. What kind of a love is that? It's infinite. It's divine. It's total. I love you the way the Father loves me. How many people get that? I mean, and he says, look, I want to lead you there. You see, if anybody loves me, he will keep my commandments. That's the way into this revelation, right? We did this, remember, we had it in just in the last chapter, 14. 26, remember? The way to the knowledge of the Father. The way to the knowledge of Jesus. Do what I tell you. Because this is the way to union with me. We've got Athanasius today. At 22, he wrote a treatise on the Incarnation, which is still, you must have heard that. Anyway, which is still one of the great treatises of all time on the Incarnation. Now, how did he manage to do that? He obeyed Jesus. Well, I got to move on myself here. But as the Father loves me, à la folie, the French would say, he's crazy about me. I mean, he couldn't love me more. It's an infinite love. That's the way I love you. The Father's love, which is eternal, and I am, gives me existence, if you will. Well, my love gives you existence. Let's ask the Lord today. I told you all this so that you'll be scared. So that you say, oh my God, I don't keep any of the commandments, I'm in trouble. Is that how he ends this one? No. What does he say? I told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. My joy is complete because I love the Father and I obey him. Your joy will be complete. If you love me and obey me, I'll bring you into my joy. We got to move on here.